Well, quality fans of a high-quality Bruins franchise, welcome back. Development camp, day two. And I was actually pretty surprised by particularly the forwards drills, where there was a lot more team play than expected. And maybe I'm just misremembering previous camps, but I remember day three having a lot more of that and day two being a lot more basic. But either way, a highly entertaining day. I have just a list of names that we're just gonna work through. Most of them, and chat about these players. And we're going to start with Bartholdsen. Niels Bartholdsen. Someone's going to calm me down about this guy. You got it. Someone's got to do it. I don't know. But one of you, just do something to make me relax. Because this guy, he kind of has the toolkit, man. Like, I saw there was, I think it was Joel. I can't remember. I'm sorry if I'm not remembering correctly. But there was a comment that came later, I think earlier this morning, actually, on the day one stuff, being like, anybody that you could see even making the leap, right? And, I mean, sure, all of them, right? You never know. Development is very, very weird. And directly after a draft, it's just impossible to just assume anything. And I thought about that, and at first I just kind of chuckled, right? Because it's, who knows? I could hate a player. I could hate them. And just a good 6 months, and all of a sudden, like, they're the guy, you know? That would be pretty incredible. But I know Bartholdsen, I mean, he's overseas again next year, right? He's not going to be in camp and trying to make the team and all that stuff. Like, that's not happening. But he just looks really good, man. Every drill he's super consistent in. His shot is very good. When they start pairing up and doing more of these team drills where, you know, you're looking to get the puck to a teammate, there's a sequence that has to happen. The vision was on display. The passing was great. It was crisp. It was smart. He was making smart decisions around the net. There was just so much to like about this player. And I know that I am biased because I came out of that draft going, I think Bartholdsen's the one I like the most. And it's pretty easy to be like, well, third round pick, highest skating prospect of the draft. Yeah, you just want to be right about that, right, dude? So I'm trying to calm down because maybe I'm just being a biased little brat over here. But the guy looks great out there, and there's a lot to really like about his game. I'm really interested to see when the scrimmages start because they should be doing some 3-on-3 stuff tomorrow, and then you have the big scrimmage on Thursday. Really excited to see what that actually looks like. But I spent the first 3 minutes talking about Bartholdsen. We need to move on. Just a big fan. I already really like it. Cole Chandler is next on my list, and it's the exact same thing that I said yesterday. He continues to just have a really good camp. He's just a good, consistent performer in these drills and the team play starts, and he's part of that as well. It's just a consistent performer throughout. And it's nice to see because I feel like every year, the past couple of years that the Chandler's been a part of this, I'm always kind of like, sure, he's there. Looks fine. But this is a year where it just seems to be all coming together for him. So, I mean, more development to go, but I think his game's in a really good place and he keeps standing out in a very positive way. And that's what you want to see during these drills because you can't watch everyone. I'm going to mention a couple names here. I just really, they didn't pop for me and I didn't zone in on them throughout. So I do try to make sure that I'm bouncing around and looking at other guys, but yeah. Some guys are just not going to pop out that much. But very consistent. I have had a lot of fun watching Cole Chandler. David Deputy remains by far the most talked about invite. Now, of course, he's a little bit older. He's 22 years old. So as far as the camp goes, he's a little more experienced. He's been using that experience very well. The shot looks really good. He's getting underneath players really well when fighting for pucks. It's just clearly like he knows what he wants to do. And there's not a lot of guessing with him. It's just a lot of crisp, good work throughout. And I think that his footwork is really, really solid too. So I don't know what the plan is with these invites, who's really on the radar or not. But I mean, Deputy's just been awesome. And the name's great. The name is great. Yeah, that would be a lot of fun to have on the team. Hendrickson, I really wanted to make a point to talk about him for a second. Because in years past, again, just haven't noticed him that much. He has a pretty good shot. He's not afraid of getting in front of the net. But I feel like he's a dog, this camp. I mean, it is full throttle with everything he is doing. He is pushing hard. You can see the growth in his game, the growth in his decision making. Again, once they started some of these passing drills and things of that nature, he was a really bright spot. So it was one of those guys where you just keep hearing someone go, "Who's that? Oh, Hendricks. Okay. Yeah, he's been in the system, right?" And just a lot of chatter just watching him, because it continues to shine in the crowd of people. So I think this has been a good camp for him as well. Kotkov, you got to continue to see that he's got a wicked shot. You know, there's a lot of guys on the ice at this camp that can really shoot the puck. And I'm sure you've noticed this from what I've been saying so far. But he definitely has one of the better shots. And in fact, he had one today that we all just kind of stopped and went, how did that even, there was no space. It was like a perfect, like, whoop, just got it right. Really good stuff right under the bar. He is pretty easily moved off the puck, pushed around, but he doesn't take kindly to it. He was aggressive. He tried to leverage. He's not a huge guy, 6 feet, 175, pretty easy to push off. So there's plenty of growth to be done there. But the shot and offensive instincts were really good throughout. Dean continues to be good. Dean and Will Zellers, I'm going to talk about together. They continue to be great, right? Will Zellers offensively just, oh my goodness, the guy has every offensive instinct you could possibly ask for. He just puts the puck in the net over and over and over again. That being said, Dean, more consistent game across. Dean's really learned how to use his reach, which is nice to see. Like, he was using that extremely well, because he still doesn't have the burst of speed in skating. At that size, that's not something that you're typically going to have anyway. But a very mature game from him, especially when it came to like the defensive side of it, getting in the way a little bit and then winning these puck battles, using his reach to win those battles. The reason I said I want to talk about Will Zellers and Dean Letourneau together is because there's a little back and forth going on. They've been partnered a lot. I mean, a lot of people consider them our second and third best prospects. So maybe the coaching staff is like, well, let's see if these guys can kind of elevate each other's games. I think it's working. I think it is, because there was a lot of jawing between them, sometimes ending in smiles, sometimes in head shakes. I don't think there's any animosity there as teammates. They didn't seem to be fighting, but they were paired against each other frequently, and it was competitive and serious. After every rep, one of them won the rep, and they let the other one know it. Or I saw Zellers a couple times. When he lost the rep, he was upset about how something went. And he's drawing at Dean about it. I thought that was really interesting, because a lot of these guys, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to do in the drill. You're getting through it. But the level of comfort that Dean and Zellers is showing, and then they're elevating it to like get competitive, because they feel comfortable enough to like start jawing with each other and joking around. You saw the mic'd up moments. I'm sure if not, check out Twitter. It's all over there. It's great. With Dean being the mic'd up one, but just aggressive. When they're going at each other, and they were going at each other in some of these drills, which I'm really hoping they're paired together tomorrow too, because tomorrow they're going to be doing a lot of these longer form drills that are puck battles. And then when the puck get to the net score, they did a little bit of that today and it got aggressive. So watching those two go at it, especially the difference in their size, because Dean towers over Zellers, but Zellers is quicker. A lot of work has happened with skating. They both have a ways to go with skating, I think, but it's been nice to see the improvements they've both made in that area. And Zellers and Simpson, I've already pointed out, really impressed by the leap that they've taken with their skating. There's still some growth to go, but it's obviously great to see. Marcellus, another camp invite, has had some moments, but not a lot sticking out to me so far, so I'll move on. Morello, also not sticking out. He's had a couple moments, but again, if you do one or two things that catches my eye, great. But if you're not frequently putting yourself as like, I'm crushing this drill, I'm just not locked in. And that's a bummer, because I want to be. Morello, you know that I have a soft spot for him. I really loved him directly out of the draft. So just haven't seen a lot from him yet, but he typically shines more when you get to these puck battle drills. So Nason had a little cheering squad youth group there that everyone seemed to know him today, which was fun, but just consistently like impactful in his drills, but nothing that really, really stood out to me. Olsen is an interesting one. Olsen, I keep seeing from people that he's like the hidden gem here, right? He's the guy that everyone's really fascinated by that might have been kind of a steal. And I have not seen anything with Olsen yet. And I don't even mean like a rude way or a bad way, like he's failing. It's just he doesn't stand out at all, like in any category yet. Now, again, we'll see. Still 2 more days, plenty of time to go here. But yeah, just not a guy who stood out to me. But hey, it all depends, right? Just depends on what play you catch at what time. So I don't want to say the others are wrong. I just haven't seen it. Pelosi, mature game, continues to look good. Nothing crazy there. Simpson, same stuff. The shooting is just ridiculous, man. I actually think when it comes to purely like I'm standing here, I'm going to put the puck past a goaltender, he's better than Zeller's. Like his shot is just the best shot at camp. His skating has gotten so much better. So much better in just 1 year that it's a great thing to see. Because while there's still plenty of development to go with these guys, and we've talked about Zellers, we've talked about Simpson, talked about Dean, about all these things of their projects, you know, they have these great NHL attributes, particularly putting the puck in the net, which is awesome. But if it doesn't come together into a full game, he's never going to make it to the next level. And it looks like Simpson's been putting in the work to get there. And God, that shot is just so dumb. Like Zellers can score in so many ways. He had a couple like really crazy tips today. But Simpson just, you let him stand still and shoot, he's going to rip it and he's going to score. And the breakaways, Simpson went 3 for 4 on the breakaway drill to end the day. And he can puck handle his way past any goaltender. He's got these guys swimming. It's absolutely beautiful to watch. So while I feel like Zellers has the creativity and the ability to do so much around the net, from pure just like shoot this puck, score, it's Simpson, and the hands on Simpson too are just so very impressive. If that skating is going to launch itself towards a strength rather than something he has to work on, he's going to be a top 6 winger in the league. Like that's how good offensively he's looked. Cole Spicer. There's a whole book on Cole Spicer's journey so far. And I'm not going to do it all here, but I thought we were done with Cole Spicer. I thought we were. And he's at this camp and we're joking. Day one, we're joking about him being there. You know, I didn't expect to see him. You know, I mean, yeah, we still have his rights and everything, but, you know, kind of couldn't stay in college and then, you know, bounces around leagues. He looks great. He just looks really consistent. He's a dog. He's hungry. He's working his ass off during these drills. And he's a really consistent guy out there too. And I realize I've been very complimentary of all the forwards and haven't pointed out like a lot of flaws, but that's what I want to talk about is the stuff that they look good at. There's still plenty of work to do for most of these guys, but Spicer, I was really impressed. Very, very mature game out there. Looked very calm, winning a lot of his reps, making a lot of good decisions, good puck work, good passing, good skating. Nothing like great, but it was just kind of nice to see this guy has had such a journey. And I kind of feel like a jerk now joking about it. And I mean, he's put in the work and he looks good out there. So just a really positive day for the forwards in general. It just, everything was kind of meshing. Whereas last camp, it really felt like we get to the scrimmage last year for camp and no one scores a goal. It's a 0-0 finish, which was hilarious because we all were like, the Bruins aren't going to be able to score this year. And then the camp happens and no one can score a goal. And this year, there's a different vibe to it. The players just seem to all be moving in the right direction. It's really, really cool to see. Vaughn, damn, I shouldn't have said that all before talking about Vaughn, who's another camp invite. The last forward on my list here. He's lagging behind a little bit. I haven't seen anything from him that I like, unfortunately, yet. But there's 2 more days. So, and I do got to spend more time watching him. So I'm going to try to do exactly that. For the defense, and I'm not going to have any goaltender notes here because nothing has changed from what I was said yesterday. I mean, Henriquez, I got to watch a little bit more of, and he was getting handcuffed by a lot of shots that were up high and then bouncing forward on him. But for the most part, they looked fine. And Ivanov continues to impress with his abilities. But defensively, we'll start with the three best ones so far. Vlnar Blanash is far and away the best defenseman at camp. He looks the best by far. He's an aggressive skater. He is aggressive during the drills. He adds contact when he doesn't have to. He is good with the puck handling. Again, he's walking the blue line well. He's taking everything super seriously, super seriously. And the shot from the blue line is just a beauty. It's just a beauty. It's Bardowski every time. It's the guy can move and he knows where he wants to put the puck. I can't wait for him to be in North America so I can watch him a little closer. I wish he was right-handed. Like right now, I'd be like, can you play for the Bruins right? Which is obviously ridiculous. He's not there yet. But he looks far and away like the best defenseman at camp. And it's not close. At number two, Loke Johansson, who, just like last year, does everything really well. Just everything really, really well. Just looks good. He's not blowing me away with anything, but super consistent through every drill. The coaches obviously talking to him a lot. They like him a lot. I have nothing to point out for him, but he looks like the second best one out there. And then Liam Pettersson is the third, I would say. And for him, it's more so he looks good when he's doing more offensively geared drills. Could definitely use a little more work when it comes to winning some battles. And that initial skating burst is just not there for him right now. But he has looked like the third guy where it's just pretty consistent, pretty successful in his drills. Kostadinsky. I want to talk about Kostadinsky for a second. This is his third year at the development camp, right? Something like that, third or fourth. And he's going into his, what I want to say, junior or senior year of college. I can't keep track with him because it's a bit on, I mean, he's only 21 right now. Feels like he's been in the system longer. Christian Kostadinsky is first camp. So this was 2 years ago. So this would be a third camp. Glad we did this all while recording. And you can sit here and be like, okay, dude, what do you want to say? His first camp, he was pulled out of drills to work on his skating because his skating was so bad that he could not be part of the drills. That's not a joke. That's not fake. He literally got pulled out. They were teaching him how to skate backwards properly instead of him doing the drills at camp. Now, look, I have a ton of respect for a guy who's going to go out there and fail because he knows he's going to get better. And he's going to keep going out there and failing. And last year at camp, couldn't skate again. He looked better, but still, yikes, dude. What are you doing on the ice? But he didn't care. He goes out, he does the work, he wants it. He's going to get better. And it was an interesting year for him, for sure. The guy can skate now. Now, look, he's not a great skater, but his center of gravity is much lower. He's much softer on his edges. Like he's in a good way, not like he's flailing or anything, but it's a smoother process for him to get where he wants to. He skates with a purpose. He's not worried about suddenly having to pivot because he's capable of doing that. His skating has come a long, long way. Now, look. I just can never imagine this guy making the NHL. I can't do it. I'm sorry. The skating is, I mean, still very rough compared to other prospects. It's just so much better than it used to be. And the shot is heavy. The shot is heavy. He's really good with his reach. I watched him at BC. He's huge, but he's not physical. Like, not super physical. Usually can't catch the guys, you know? I got so much respect for this guy. He keeps going out and he keeps getting better. He's clearly getting better. He actually sniped top corner at one point from the blue line. And the whole crowd's just like, woo! Then he turns and you see his name because they're not wearing numbers at the camp or anything. So you kind of forget who he is, even though he's massive out there. So you kind of know who it was. But everyone just goes, Kostadinsky? Wait, what? Like, it was just, what a treat it's been to watch him because he does look a lot better. He just does. And I know that this is a super positive video. And please don't take this as all these guys are ready for the NHL or making the NHL. But this was a really good day for a lot of people. They just looked good. And Kostadinsky being able to skate is something, man. I never thought I'd see the day. Granwald. I think his season was largely built this past year out of what he did defensively. His plus minus was absurd, and which I know we don't love that stat, but when there's outliers, you pay attention, and he was one. He hasn't really done anything that I've been all that impressed by so far today. So we'll see how he looks in the scrimmages. Burkholder, he keeps catching my eye. There's little good moments, really smooth through a drill, really crisp passing, nice little shot, you know. Like, he's another camp invite. 23 years old, too. But he just kept catching my eye. Just looked good out there, you know. There's nothing to break down about this game because, or at least I wasn't really super focused in on him, but throughout drills, I just kept going back to him and be like, oh, nice. Yeah, Burkholder again. Excellent. So he's been a fun little watch as well. McKinnon hasn't really stood out, but it's fun to see McKinnon out there. McCrate, still standing out for the wrong reasons for me. I haven't loved what I've seen. I'm really curious what the drills look like, the scrimmages look like tomorrow and the next day. I mean, seventh rounder, man, he's going to be a project piece, but I haven't seen anything that I'm excited about there. Neumeier, again, hasn't really stood out. His name looks funny. That's pretty much all I got. Same with Krasiski, another invite. Not a lot to point out there. And then Van Dieven, he's been fine. Van Dieven's been fine. He's looked good in some drills, looked really bad in others. Like, it just depends on when you catch him. But there's not a ton to talk about there either. So all in all, though, maybe it is because there's so many positives to talk about for certain guys that other ones are just not able to stand out and feel like they're fading in the background a little bit. But for a lot of these guys, we got to remember, like, these are first camps for some of them, and it's nervy and scary, and there's a lot of pressure on you because you got these crowds watching you. And sure, you've had crowds watching you play games before, but you got professional coaches out there yelling at you to do the right thing. And yeah, it can be pretty intense. So I want to have a lot of grace with them. I'm not trying to be overly judgy with this. Honestly, making daily recaps of these is pretty judgmental anyway for these young guys who are just trying to get better, you know. But this was a really good day, and the Blanache has just really stood out as he might be something really good. And I'm just saying, Niels, I need someone to calm me down. Love this guy so much already. All right, that's all I've got. Very simple update. And a reminder tomorrow that the short shift is going to be there. So I still don't have word if Thomas is going to be able to make it or not, but Andrew will be. And they should be doing some 3-on-3 stuff. So a little bit more interesting of a day. And then I think we have plans later that night to all hang out. So that'll be a good time. Come join us if you're interested. And go Bees. Go Bees!